Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and this series of short ministry moments entitled Showing Up for Dailies is based on the portion of Scripture in the Lord's Prayer, which states, give us this day our daily bread. We acknowledge Jesus as the bread of heaven and our portion, and we submit ourselves to him daily for instruction and to give him the praise and the worship that is due him. Hopefully, as we go forward, you will be motivated by the word to continue in your own intimate time of worship and prayer. There's a song that says, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, acknowledging you as our Lord and our Savior, acknowledging you as our help and our strength, acknowledging you as the all-powerful, almighty, everlasting God, the Prince of Peace, oh, the one and only true and living God. We give you glory and we give you praise on this morning. Oh, Lord God, we submit ourselves before you, Lord God, for worship and for prayer and for instruction. We are showing up right now, Lord God, for our dailies, recognizing you as our daily bread, recognizing you as our sustenance that we need every day, Lord God, to live by. Oh, Lord, truly your word is truth and we are looking to know more and more of your word and have more and more of your spirit abide in us. Lord, dying daily to the world and becoming more and more alive by your spirit. Help us, Lord. Keep us, Lord. Make us, Lord. Shape us, Lord. Restore us. Regenerate us. Make us whole. Even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking, Lord God, that you cover every listener with the blood. Even right now in Jesus' name, bless, Lord God, as they go forward in their day and as they submit unto you and give you a portion of their day so that you can tell them exactly what you would have of them. Bless, heal, and deliver on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a scripture in Deuteronomy 6 and 5 that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. That's found in Deuteronomy 6 and 5. The Lord God is amazing in all his ways. He is the love that we have always longed for. He is the reason that we know love at all, for God is love. We love him because he first loved us. He made himself of lowly estate and became what he was not because he longed to revive, renew, and regenerate his relationship with you. Jesus told the Jews that the two most important scriptures to live out their lives were to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Relationship, relationship, relationship. Your relationship with God matters. Your relationship with your neighbors, your friends, your family, your spouse, it matters. Every word written in the Bible is bent on relationship, not religion. God says ask because he wants relationship. God says do because he wants relationship. God says no because he wants relationship. We should obey because we need relationship. What is life all about? Relationship. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly is the revival of our dead relationship. Love the Lord today. He is waiting to have that relationship with you. Think about this a moment. Anytime we compromise the trust in our relationships, we apologize. Our relationship with God requires the very same. He is the one who taught us that. Repent, and he will cleanse us and restore us to right fellowship or relationship. Love him today. His love for us is without ceasing. Until next time, be blessed, be whole, and be amazing.